Well, hello there, and welcome to another Radio Fishing. This is Fishing Frank, and we have our guest Austin today. And Austin went fishing last night, and wonders of wonders, he caught a fish. Yes, an actual real fish. We're going to talk about that. It's December 16th, 2013. Hey, Austin, how you doing?
Hey, Frank, I'm doing pretty good.
So, what happened last night?
We went out to the Placida Fishing Pier, targeting sharks. Went out, hooked up to a couple of sharks, thought were pretty big, and ended up getting a big old redfish.
So, what were you doing? What kind of rods and reels? What kind of bait were you using out there?
We had our big shark rods out, 6-aughts, and we had a torium out. That's what we caught our redfish on, and we had mullet out for bait, ladyfish, bonita, a little bit of everything. But what the redfish ate was the ladyfish. The sharks liked the mullet. Didn't get much on the bonita.
Okay. So what size, how big a chunk of ladyfish did you have out there? Was it half a ladyfish, whole ladyfish?
He was whole, about a foot long.
So about 12-inch ladyfish. How big a hook did you have?
12-aught J-hook.
Yeah, that's what I shark fish with. I fold the barb down, use a big J hook. It's easiest on the sharks. Now, were you using sinkers, floats, free line?
We had 2 rods down on the bottom, and we had 2 rods with no weights, just going with the current.
All right, so which one got hit?
We had a two runs on the bottom and 2 runs on the top. The redfish ate the one on the top, and the sharks ate the one on the bottom.
So the freeline one the redfish took, and the ones with sinkers on it, you got the sharks on those.
Yep.
So what, didn't get the sharks up to get a good look at them, huh?
No, hooked them for a couple minutes. Got a chance to make out it was a shark, but then he broke us off.
Well, that sucks. That's, I'm sorry. Oh, that's too bad. You know, but half the fun of it, you're going to let them go most time anyway, so.
Yep, just to get a good picture of them, see them.
Well, it sounds like you had a pretty good time. Did you go out with a group of friends or?
I just went out with one of my friends.
So, how did it go other than that? How long did it take you guys to hook? How big was the redfish?
We didn't get a measurement. We wanted to get her back. We estimated 40 to 42 inches, around 20 pounds.
Nice. That's a big redfish. He came in. We're doing this radio clip because he says, here, look at this. I got this last night. Picture of big old redfish. We'll be putting it up so you guys can see it on Fish and Frank's blog here in a few minutes. But other than that, how was the night?
It was good. We had the front moving in last night. It was a full moon. All the fish were chewing. Tons and tons of mullet. Snook eating the mullet everywhere.
So did you do any snook fishing or anything?
We tried, but there was just so many mullet, we kept hitting the mullet. We caught a couple little snook, but the big ones wanted nothing to do with us.
Well, I guess that's why they got big, huh?
Yep, they didn't get that big being dumb.
So, anyway, but it sounds like you had a pretty good time. How long were you out there altogether? How long did it take you from when you got there to when you actually caught that big? How long did it take for the first hit to happen?
About 30 minutes.
About 30 minutes, and how long were you there before you packed it up for the night?
About 5 hours. We stayed there for the tide switch, so that was slow. But once the tide switched and came back in, that's when we caught the fish.
So you got out there in the last part of the outgoing tide and stayed through till the tide turned and started coming in, and that's when it all started happening.
Yep.
So any advice for somebody if they want to go out and now? I mean, that's pretty cool going out catching a 40, 42-inch redfish. That's worth standing out there for a while. What's your best advice for somebody?
Go out there, throw out all
now,
different...
out there where? Be a little more specific, okay?
Okay. The Placida Pier has been doing really good if you're on land. If you're on a boat, I would just fish deeper holes anywhere. If you're targeting sharks, stay more towards Boca Grande. That's where they've been. It's getting cold, so they've been moving out that way.
So if you're going to catch that 20-pound redfish, get a good shot at one. You want to get out to Placida after dark and get just as the tide starts coming in, huh?
Yep.
So you want to get out there right at low tide. So
it was actually, yeah, low tide.
You want to get out there right at low tide, so you catch that little bit. You got time to get your baits out, get everything set up. And then when that tide starts coming in, better have your A game going, huh?
Yep. They've been eating it real slow, so let them have it. They've been a little sluggish with the colder water.
So, wait, don't try and set up on them right away?
Yep. Give them a minute to actually get it down.
Okay. Well, this is Fish and Frank, and our guest today was Austin and his 42-inch redfish. You'll be able to see a picture of that fish on fishandfranks.com on the blog, the Franks Report thing. So, anyway, thanks for listening. We're going to get back, and we got to get back out to the store. Customers waiting on us. We just wanted you guys to hear about Austin's big redfish and his night of fishing. This is Fish and Frank, guest Austin. We'll see you on the next Radio Fishing.
Fishing, boy, I'm going fishing just to ease my mind.